Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Ba-da-da-da-da. Hello, good day. Sister Mary Lassiter here. Nancy Lombardo couldn't be with us, well, because let's just say she's all tied up like now. That's right. I'll be hosting your show today. So prepare to have a good time, or else I'll stitch you with a ruler. See how you like it, huh? Grab me, do you pervert. Anyway, start our day off right. Alrighty then. I think we could all use a bit of an angel overlooking over our shoulders, could we? Here we go, let's start out now.
Johnny Angel!
Johnny Angel!
You're an angel to me.
Johnny Angel, how I love him. He's got something that I can't resist, but he doesn't even know that I exist. Johnny Angel, how I want him, how I tingle when he passes by. Every time he says hello, my heart begins to fly. I'm in heaven, I get carried away. I dream of him and me, and how it's gonna be. Other fellas call me up for a date, but I just sit and wait. I'd rather concentrate on Johnny Angel. Oh, I love him, and I pray that someday he loves me. And together we can see how lovely heaven will be.
Lucy Arnaz. It wasn't she just heavenly?
Sister Mary Laffiter here. I'm filling in for Miss Lombardo today. And, oh, look it, I see the chat room's already open. Oh, we got your Chuck Skull in there, your Fast Eddie Show, your Wacko Bob, and, of course, you got your cyanide. Always a pill, that one, cyanide. You see, Sister Mary Laffiter made a joke there. And, of course, we have, of course, the one and only, the beautiful, the wonderfully delightful, delirious. Yes, it's Betty Jo Tucker. You got to love her from Movie Attic Headquarters. Oh, she's always on it with something. She's got this Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio, more great movie tunes. Tunes. Just the word alone sounds Irish, doesn't it? Tunes. Anyway, to catch her at 4 p.m. when she's going to the third annual musical tribute show scheduled for March 18th. You don't want to miss her. Oh, no, she's a good one, that one. Oh, my chat room's all a-popping here. Yes, indeed. They are, as I said before, if you missed it. Miss Lombardo is currently tied up. Literally, she won't be joining us today. All righty then. Okay, what's going on today? Oh, all right. You sent in some jokes to me. Let me see if I like them or not. What's Irish and doesn't have the sense to come in out of the rain? Patio furniture. Why can't you borrow money from a leprechaun? Because they're always a little short. Very good. All right, you people are just cracking me up left and right with the jokes coming in. Hey, I've got to tell you, last year I got so wasted on St. Patrick's Day, I had to take a bus home. Oh, that may not sound big to you, but it was my first time driving a bus. Whoa, keep them coming there, Sister Mary Laffiter. Oh, you're all killing me. You're all killing me there. Okay, here we go. Let's get up and move in. I think we need like a tarantella or something. Or here we go with 10 pierogies.
After mass just last Sunday, my sweetie pie and I went out to eat. We each ordered 8 pierogies, 4 potato, 2 cheese, and 2 meat. Hers was gone within an instant. I had eaten 6 and still had 2. Her eyes were full of love and hunger. So I asked, what would you do? She's my 10 pierogi girl, my 10 pierogi girl. She packs them in like no one else does. Yes, my 10 pierogi girl, my 10 pierogi girl. She's twice the girl that she once was. I had 2 surviving pierogies on my dish, wearing cute little onions like a vest. It looked better than I could ever wish, and could lead to cardiac arrest. My mouth was drooling and my taste buds were bursting from the smell of pork. But my baby yearned for my 2 pierogies, so I pushed them on her plate with my fork. My 10 pierogi girl, my 10 pierogi girl, my Polish ray of hope, a living dream. Yes, my 10 pierogi girl, my 10 pierogi girl. She goes good with a spoon of sour cream. She smiled when she finished, what a date. Lots of love went into that meal. Our hearts and our stomachs did inflate, and the gravy on my shirt did congeal. Don't be stingy when it comes to your loved ones. Give them everything you've got without fear. Laugh and give thanks that you found her while you watch your pierogies disappear. She's my 10 pierogi girl, my 10 pierogi girl. She eats them fast and doesn't ever gag. Yes, my 10 pierogi girl, my 10 pierogi girl. I'll never need a doggy bed. I'll never need a doggy bed.
Catch based on their indignation at a particularly outrageous American custom, a custom which Jessica Mitford has since called the high cost of dying. Mike Nichols and Elaine May.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to Long Dust. Can I help you?
Yes,
I read your ad. I'm interested in the $65 funeral.
Was that for yourself?
No.
For another. May I ask, where did you catch that ad?
TV Guide.
Just trying to find out where our trade comes from. I am afraid that I'm going to have to ask you some questions.
Yes, that's all right.
All right. Can you tell me, what was the loved one's name?
Seymour Maslow Freen.
Is that hyphenated?
It was.
And the loved one's address?
44-11-18 Southeast Huguenot Walloon Drive.
And may I ask what your name is?
Charlie.
Charlie. Charlie, I'm Miss Loomis, your grief lady.
Hi.
Is it Charlie Maslow Freen?
Yes. Yeah.
You're related. Well, that will be $65.
Yeah, thank you. I have the check all made out.
Oh, wonderful. Before you go, Mr. Maslow Freen, I was just wondering, would you be interested in some extras for the loved one?
What kind of extras?
Well, how about a casket?
Isn't that included in the funeral?
No.
We have to have a casket.
Yes, it looks better.
How much?
We have three prices. $1,243, $768, and
$14.98. May I ask? What do those prices represent?
That's mahogany, oak, and nubby plywood.
Nubby plywood. Tell me, what kind of an appearance does that make?
Cheap.
I'll take the oak.
Take the oak? All right.
Thank you very much.
I am so sorry to intrude this way on your grief. I just wondered, can you tell me, how had you planned on getting Mr. Maslow Freen down here? You're going to have to give the driver an enormous tip.
You don't happen to have a hearse, do you?
Yes, we do. For $35, I can give you an exquisite Cadillac slumber wagon.
All right. $35.
$35. Now, how about someone to drive it?
That's not included?
No, it isn't.
All right, we have to have a driver. I can't drive it myself.
No.
Is that all?
This is the last, and I am once again truly sorry. It is my job. Have you planned it all on burying Mr. Maslow?
Was foremost in my mind.
Do you have... to have a plot.
No, but I'm sure you do.
Yes, we do. We have
three prices.
Yes. $824.46, $493.58, and $10.
I'm just curious. What happens for $10?
For $10, we have two men who come and take Mr. Maslow Freen away and do God knows what.
You always run a little danger with satire, and...
Six guys are carrying a casket out of church in the middle of winter. All of a sudden, the lead guy slips on the ice. The casket gets away. It goes down the stairs, down the road, through an intersection in the middle of town, leaps over a curb, smashes through a drugstore door, slams into the counter. The lid pops open, and the stiff shits up. The druggist says, "Can I help you?" The stiff says, "Yeah, could you please give me something to stop this coughing?" Sorry, you like folk songs? Puff the Magic Dragon.
Thank you. That was Nichols and May there. Love the Nichols and May. Nichols, a nice Irish name, I'm sure. Yes, and we had there two, everybody's in the chat room. I see Gail Parenta's there, Chuck Skull, Fast Eddie Show, Wacko Bob, Monday through Fridays at 9 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio, Fast Eddie. Love the Wackaballs, Chuck Skull and Catrick Eon. They have the weekends all sewed up there. Yes, everybody's in the room. What's going on there? Hey, Sister Mary Laffiter here. And you know what's really fun? I like to do on St. Paddy's Day. I like to go to Hooters. Yes, I like to go to Hooters and get made just a bucket full of wings for my friends. And I call it some wings and some beer, and I call that on a wing and a prayer at Hooters. A wing and a prayer. Anyway, we're having fun here. Hello, guest who's just logged into all of you, Cyanide. Marco Polo. Well, the chat room. Oh, I see you in the chat room. You got in there. Everything's going great. We're having a good time. It's a short time today, but we're going to have fun because we're going to keep it up and going. Let me read a beautiful little poem, a little Irish poem I found for you. Here it goes. And it's a sad story, but it has a good ending. All right, here we go. A sweet young girl was jilted by her husband. She left her. He left her, and he went his merry way. With a tearful eye, she wrote a final letter in which her broken heart had this to say. I'm returning every present that you gave me. I'm sending back each letter that you wrote. Every sweet memento that we cherished, the locket that I wore around my throat. Enclosed you'll find the mortgage on the house, dear. That fair, you must admit, is true. I'm returning everything except the baby. That's the one thing that I didn't get from you. There you go. Wonderful, wonderful little Irish poem there. Don't you just love that? It's great. It's a great... Billy stops Paddy in Dublin and says, "What's the quickest way to County Cork?" Paddy says, "Well, are you going on foot or in the car?" Billy says, "In the car." And Paddy says, "Well, that's the fastest way." There you go. Oh, yes. We've got to have some fun here. We've got to have some fun, don't we? All right. We're moving right along here. It's a great day. It's freezing out there. It's going to be some freezing parade, I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Anyway, we're going to check out some things here now. I got to see what would be appropriate and cheerful for you today that would sum up and hit on the spot the feeling of Irishness going on everywhere. The feeling. What would make Aaron go braless? I don't know. But we're going to check into it soon and we'll find something appropriate. I think something up and uplifting and, let's go to, let me see here. I'm scanning down me things here. What do we got? We got so much to choose from. I hope you're going to drive safely or not drive at all. And, I think I have the perfect song. The perfect song. All right. The title says it all. What happens after St. Patrick's Day? Ooh, Tom Caruso is going to tell us. Here we go, everyone. Get in the mood.
cheese and eggs. Holy schmoly, it's early. My poor legs, get your butts out of bed. Curds and whey, I've a very good price today. If there's someone who cannot pay, you can put it on layaway. What's that smell? What an odious odor. I can't tell, is it coming from me? And burning hair, something treacherous fills the air.
Good morning, Theobald.
Morning, Dr. Bickerstaff.
This morning, Theobald, I'd like an extra pint of...
What's that smell? Oh, thank goodness it's not just me. Rings a bell like fermented gangrene.
Catastrophic and gloomy,
sort of liking touch to me,
sending shivers all through me. For me, it is more than a smell, it's a feeling. Its hold on my soul sends my memory.
Waking my baby. Smell that smell, worse than diapers and puke. You can tell that some trouble is brewing. Here comes Constable Ewing.
He can tell us what's doing. Well, well, except for that essence. Let's not dwell on the rancid and rank. I've searched well, there's not been a slime, nor are corpses decaying.
Can't believe what I'm saying. A genie.
Pushing and steaming, prisoners and freemen, scorching and demeaning, we seldom what we call. But if it's something geeky, so knows we are sticky, our clothes are feeling sticky.
Shut up, you dirty horse.
For me, it is more than a smell, it's a feeling.
Oh, I'll tell you, Dr. Smith.
guy with a chihuahua. Let's go to the restaurant over there and get something to eat. The guy with the chihuahua says, we can't get in there. We got our dogs with us. The guy with the Doberman Pinscher says, follow my lead. They go over to the restaurant. Before he walks in, the guy with the Doberman Pinscher puts on a pair of dark glasses. He goes to walk in. The guy at the door says, I'm sorry, sir, no pets allowed. He says, you don't understand. This is my seeing eye dog. The guy at the door says, a Doberman Pinscher? He says, yes, well, they're using them now. They're excellent. All right, come on in. So the guy with chihuahua puts on a pair of dark glasses. He's walking up to the door. The guy says, I'm sorry, sir, no pets allowed. He says, you don't understand. This is my seeing eye dog. The guy at the door says, a chihuahua? He says, they gave me a chihuahua?
Who's up for wings at Hooters with me today? Let's hit the Hooters. We'll have a wing and a prayer, which is what I call a beer and wings together. Ha, ha, ha. Hello, I'm Sister Mary Lafitter, filling in for Miss Nancy Lombardo. She's all tied up right now, literally. Hey, you know, St. Patrick was actually Scottish. So with that in mind, why don't we hear from Maria McGregor? I like her. She's a little spooky, but I like her. She's a little rough.
Hello. My name is Maria McGregor, teller of lore, and this is my story, the title being First Love. Across the early misty mire, where I ne'er do live and dire, my young heart did feel desire, a courting I would go. I walked across the boggy cliff. The moors were filled with an eerie mist. The air was thin and the ground was thick and a sticking to me boots. I went in search of Jacques McFlurrin, the red-headed lad I e'er adorn, the only man I knew would be, e'er only man for me. 'Twas then I came upon the lake, the loch, the lair that ne'er escape was dark and e'er I could make the ripples in the pond. For with a shudder and with a shake, before I knew what was at stake, the earth did quiver, quade and quake. Was then I did me air intake. Am I scaring you? 'Twas the creature from the lake. Its skin was green with an oozy bream, and pieces of flesh hung in between its teeth. Its eyes were mean and quite unclean, and one swung back and forth and back and forth. Then with a roar and a fiery glore, who was it then that the monster saw but the man I loved, young Jacques McLaurin, a waving there at me? Oh no, I said, go back, I dread. But was too late, the monster reared his head and ripped young Jacques from the ground just like a tree. His little legs dangled like roots, you see, as the monster chopped with a deadly glee. Then it ripped him in one and in two and in three, then it swallowed him up in one gulp. Young Jacques was gone. I stood there all forlorn, not knowing what to do. The man I loved had now turned into a terrible mushy goo. The creature then returned to the deep. The love I knew would never keep. But what the heck, it wasn't me. Tomorrow's another day.
It. It's a fun time for everyone. Yes, it is. All righty there. Oh, die the bell. It's time to go. All right. We got to check out now. And y'all have a good day, St. Patty's Day. And remember, have a good day. Buy someone else a beer for a change, hey? And it's at 11 o'clock. You can tune into the Fast Eddie Show on Blog Talk Radio. And don't forget me boys, the Wacko Bobs and the Chuck Skulls and the Cat McKeown's on Blog Talk Radio. George Bettinger's not here today, but you can listen to him Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. on Dream Stream Radio. Now, y'all go out there and you have a good, safe time. Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters tomorrow, 4 p.m. Always good stuff there on Betty Jo as she celebrates the tunes. The tunes, I tell you, from here to the tunes.
You gotta love Betty Joe, 4 p.m. Blog Talk Radio.